Welcome back to another episode of the Bench Buzz. My name is Owen Poley, alongside head coach of the Ben Davis Lady Giants, Coach Stan Bench. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic, thanks.
So, Coach, you get a win over Mount Vernon. The Lady Giants are regional champs. So you have two more semi-state games to go, and then the coveted state championship game at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. But first, you got to get past this Lawrence North team that you lost to earlier this season by 1 point. So talk about playing a team that you've already lost to. It was a Mick game, but now semi-state, all records are wiped clean.
Oh, yeah, everybody's undefeated right now in the state tournament. And, you know, you're right, Lawrence North beat us in the regular season, and, you know, we get another opportunity to play them. They're a very good basketball team, and, you know, it's just great being in the semi-state. There's only eight teams left right now in our class, so we're one of the eight, and we're thrilled to be there.
Now, you went to Decatur Central to play the Mount Vernon team and won pretty handedly. Talk about that game.
I thought our girls were connected defensively, and I thought it was by far our best defensive effort of the year. And we need to, every game we play needs to be with that effort, with that type of intensity. And then we just want to keep getting better, and we do that, and then we got to be satisfied with the results.
So the winner of the Lawrence North Ben Davis game, obviously, is Ben Davis coach. You're wanting Ben Davis to win that game there. Play a team, either Bedford, North Lawrence, or Center Grove, two dominant teams this season. Talk about playing a team that's got such a good record.
Well, I mean, the reason that Lawrence North and us don't have a good record is because their schedules are so tough and difficult. Not that those teams don't have difficult schedules, but, you know, they're both very good teams. I mean, Bedford North Lawrence has several D1 players on the team, and Center Grove has had a great season. And, you know, they're normally on our regular schedule, but they weren't this year. So, you know, I'd be happy to play either one.
And Bedford North Lawrence got the invite to the Hall of Fame Classic earlier this season in late December. So a pretty good team and a pretty historic team as well. So pretty historic teams in the tournament so far.
Right. The first year that when I was coaching Ben Davis, the team we played in the state finals was Bedford North Lawrence when Pete Pritchard used to coach there. So, you know, we've had an opportunity to play him in the past and would love to play him again.
So your record shows that you've done pretty well in the state tournament, over 100 wins as a head coach in the state tournament for IHSAA. And when you have an experience like that, what are you telling your girls? Obviously, coming from somebody who has had such a good experience in the state tournament and knows your way around the state tournament.
Well, you just pick up a few things that have been successful in the past and sort of relay that information to the players. But, you know, every team's different. And the main thing is to treat these games as basketball games. That's what they are. And you want to keep getting better and keep improving throughout the year. And if you do that, then that's why you're able to be successful at the end of the year.
So Ben Davis travels to Southport. Out of all places, we thought that it was going to be a big draw there, possibly having to travel an hour, maybe 2 hours, you know, just to play a game. But Greencastle ended up not getting their number called for that. Southport stepped up. And you're playing a team that's from Indianapolis, and you end up playing in Indianapolis. It's got to feel good, especially at a facility that you've already played at and won a sectional championship at this year.
Right. It sort of feels like the way it used to be. I mean, semi-states used to be at Southport all the time, and so it's a great opportunity to play there because it's a great facility, and they got some a good administration running it also out there.
So two games now in the new format, two semi-state games as opposed to one semi-state game. Used to be two regional games, now one regional game, so regional champions. And the girls travel to Southport to take on the Lawrence North Wildcats. The winner of that will play Bedford North Lawrence or Center Grove, the winner of that. And then the winner of that game, the semi-state championship, will advance to state. So it'll be a fun game. Check that out right here on Indy's GI 90.9 on Saturday at noon, Southport. I will have that call right here on Indy's GI 90.9. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Bench Buzz.
Thank you.